Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Where's your crown king?
Well, it's rant line time. You can call and do live rants, live questions, live statements, live whatever you wishes, and we mix those in as well. We'll show you how it works. Michael Leibowitz, our number one prisoner guest, joining us live from prison. Leibowitz, what's going on, my friend?
Well, it was great to hear a little Metallica there as your opening song.
That's nice. Is that what that is? Did Mike play that because of you?
I don't think so, but that's a great song and a great band.
Oh. Mike says that was for Jolly Ned, that song. Well, what about that? What about that song is good? Does it have insightful lyrics?
No, it's just a good jam.
Okay. So what's on your mind, Michael?
Well, I'm going to change gears a little bit from what you've been talking about, because I'm reading this book. It's called The Code of the Street. It's by a guy named Elijah Anderson. And there's something in there that really got me thinking about the police and about the dilemma that police often face. He has in there a monologue by a black father whose son was murdered in Philadelphia in the 1970s. And his son was murdered by a gang. And he talks about how this gang was walking down the street and there were police in their cruisers that could see them walking down the street and would know they were no good. But yet they refrained from searching them, and had they searched them, they would have found the gun and the knife. And he then says that if those same kids were walking through a white neighborhood, they would have been searched, no doubt about it. They wouldn't even have made it a block. And it just occurred to me that if the police were to pull over every group of menacing-looking black teenagers walking through inner-city streets, they'd be accused of racial profiling and racism. But this guy was accusing them of indifference. And then I got to think about something I read a while back about how in the 1970s, the black inner city leadership, mostly from the churches, was calling for the police to come into the neighborhoods and clean up the drug trade. And I remember watching CPTV a year or so ago, and I saw Al Sharpton marching through the inner city streets saying, look, we know where all the drug dealers are. Why don't the cops come in and get them? But, you know, subsequently, when the cops did go in there and started arresting people for selling drugs in inner cities, there's big complaints about why are they arresting so many young black
men? Racial profiling.
Yes, why there's a disproportionate amount of black men in prison. And it just seems to me this creates a serious problem for police, and it's a damn that you don't. If you don't pull them over, you're indifferent. If you do, you're a racist. And I don't know how you can solve that problem in society. I mean, it's such a clear contradiction and such clear irrationality, but nobody seems concerned about it.
It's a really good point, Michael. As usual, Leibowitz comes through in the clutch.
Thank you, Todd.
Nice to hear from you, Mike. We'll talk to you again soon. Michael Leibowitz calling from prison to kick off the rant line hour, but let's get some rants going, please.
Hi, everybody. Tony from New Haven calling. Just listening with...
Oh, Tony's the teacher. She called the other day.
Hi, everybody. Tony from New Haven calling. Just listening with disgust to Governor Lamont today, Monday. It's okay to keep several dozen football players off the field because it's too dangerous, but he keeps on picking at New Haven to send 20,000 students and 1,800 teachers back into the classroom in close contact for 6¼ hours a day, 6¾ hours a day. That's okay. If he is so big on free choice, why is he constantly picking at New Haven? Free choice means New Haven made their choice, and it may well be the wise choice. But he seems to want to have it both ways. I wish he would stop. Thanks.
That is a brilliant call from Tony. Jolly Ned suddenly decides he likes markets with a critical decision that affects thousands of people in close proximity, potentially communicating the COVID from young person to old, from old to young. He dives for cover when a real decision needs to be made. But to mess around with football and not make a decision, but lean this way or that way and show how much he cares about the people and their health. Oh, he's right there.
The governor and his aides are whacked out of their minds. They've resorted to picking on kids and taking football away. They are nuts.
You know, it's just football on the one hand. On the other hand, it's getting people riled up. I celebrate people being riled up. If it takes football to do it, power to the people.
Hey, Todd, just wanted to let you know I got my ballot in the mail to apply for an absentee ballot. I just took a black Sharpie and wrote across it ridiculous, and I'm sending it back in the postage paid envelope.
Yeah, baby.
That's my little sign of a protest.
That is the way to do it. Make them miserable. Opening ballots that just chastise them for their latest election rigging scheme, getting everyone to vote with paper. This song goes out to traffic reporter Mark Christopher. Written about him, apparently. 860-522-9842. It's rant line time, but let's grab a phone call. Larry Bridgeport, what's up, sir?
Yes, hello, sir. Another good show, very good show. Enjoying your show. Very informative.
Thank you, sir.
Great callers, too. Very intelligent callers. Just a comment about the governor, if I could, about being consistent. If this virus is so serious, if it is so contagious, why are the private schools in Connecticut doing temperature scans for students and administrators and teachers? And why is he not doing that in any of the public schools in Connecticut? I go into many businesses, and they're doing, as I've said before, they're doing temperature
okay,
scans.
Okay, Larry. Yeah, you gave us this rant a couple of days ago. Come on, do some new material. And I heard you do the same thing with Pastor Will. Don't just call up with the same stuff. You made that point. You're not running for office. Come on. 860-522-9842.
Hi, Todd. Hey, Jolly Ned, we got to do something with this guy. I mean, you know, he had everybody cooped up in their house all summer long. Now, if you want to go out, you're going to get fined $250 if you attend an overcrowded meeting or party or whatever. You know, what is going on with this guy? The bars are still closed. The theaters are still closed. And he can't answer a question. He buffers everything. He sends it over to Josh. You know, I'm getting so tired of this guy. This guy really has to go. I don't know.
No,
what are you thinking about this? I know you're thinking. You're always thinking.
Anyway,
have a good night.
I'm thinking the same thing you're thinking. What is up with him? This is all political. This is all about how do you pull scams against the people of the state. How do you make sure you drag this out? I was saying this at the beginning, and I'm not even brilliant. I just could see the obvious. He was not going to let go of this before Thanksgiving. He was not. He was going to hold it through the election.
Yeah, my rant for today is, what's the problem with Ned's executive powers? It's okay, though, for the Republicans and the Republican voters. They love Trump's executive powers and executive orders, and he does whatever he wants to when he wants to because he's got, you know, another criminal, Bill Barr, in charge, who should be going to jail as well as Trump, to stick up for him so Trump can do whatever he wants. And, oh, his executive powers are just fine, huh? You see the hypocrisy of it all?
Well, wait a sec. you're angry about Trump's executive orders, and you don't mind Jolly Ned's. This argument is communicative. That's a word I learned in second grade. It was on my textbook. Why do I remember this? It was a textbook called SMSG, which we called Some Mathematician Sure Goofed. And it said, it taught me that, is it addition? I don't remember. Addition is communicative. Well, that argument is communicative. If it is hypocrisy for us to attack Jolly Ned's state of emergency, which is actually not analogous to Trump. Trump is doing legal executive orders, which, by the way, I object to as a form of government, but Barack Obama sort of made that the thing. Obama made that the thing. But I'm not going to make an argument about that because I think none of them should be doing executive orders. I don't even understand how an executive order can be a legal thing, except for in the most benign direction for how to make decisions inside of the law. I don't get it at all.
I can't believe Senator Chris Murphy.
Oh, that's just a little tease, because I knew that would get your blood boiling, just that little bit. Marcia West Hartford. Hi, Marcia.
Hi, how are you?
Don't ask me that, but say anything else you please.
Oh, okay. First of all, I really enjoy your show. And second of all, my point is this, okay? With all the looting and the robbing going on,
Yes,
it's incredible to me. Now, my point being, I happen to be blind and I'm a retired social worker. Now, you don't see, there's been discrimination against blind people in many ways, and I'm not saying that because I'm bitter. I'm not bitter at all, but you don't see blind people going looting and robbing and doing all that stuff in the streets. In general, blind people do the best that they can to make things better, and I do. Now, just for one brief example, I'm not looking for work now because I'm a retired social worker, but if you're blind now and you are looking for work, you have to go online, and fill out the application. They're not blind accessible, okay? So what I do in my own way is I do a lot of work letting companies know if their websites are not blind accessible because it is in violation of the ADA, Americans with Disability Act. So, the point being, that's only one point. The point being, if you are blind and you're looking for full-time work and you can't fill out the application online, that's just one point that I'm making. But you don't see blind people running in the streets and rooting and robbing and God knows what else.
And are you recommending that they do that?
No. Oh, absolutely not. I mean, I think it's a terrible thing. What I am recommending is that, you try to change things. Say, for example, in a big organization of the blind that works with, the organizations, the big ones are the blind speaking for themselves. You work within the framework of the organizations, and they do some very good work to make things better, but you don't go out in the street and do God knows what's going on now.
And I think that's just right, Marcia. Thank you so much for the call. Bob in Newington. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Todd. Hey, I just wanted to let you know that I was out and about today, and I was in a waiting room, and they had CNN on. And it was sickening to watch that station. And I finally figured out what CNN stands for, the Communist News Network. That's all I got to say.
All right. Well, they do tend to be sort of biased.
One of the president's top health appointees is escalating outrageous conspiracy theories. Michael Caputo, who is the spokesman for the administration's coronavirus response, is now claiming, without evidence, that CDC scientists are engaging in what he called sedition.
Politicians claim things all day, every day, without evidence. But there's only one politician in the country who the news media, CNN at the forefront, has suddenly decided to add a little disclaimer every time they quote him. And they feel that this is honorable and journalistic. Thank you, Bob, for that phone call. More rant line calls coming up after news. All right. You ready for some more rant line calls? We've got a bunch of really good ones.
I can't believe Senator Chris Murphy introduced legislation to ban federal funding of resource officers, salaries, and benefits in our schools. It's an outrage. I can't understand why he would even think of doing something like that, particularly in light of Sandy Hook. I guess he's forgotten or doesn't know it happened. It's time for our other congressmen and U.S. Senator to take a position on this. Johanna Hayes, Jim Hines, Laura DeLauro, John Larson, Dick Blumenthal, and Mr. Courtney, they need to stand up and let us know if they support Senator Murphy's legislation or not. Actually, I think anyone who's running for office should take a position on this. School resource officers are very valuable to our schools. They're the first line of defense against anyone who wants to come in as and commit violence, start shooting. It's a great way to have somebody in the schools that can de-escalate.
All right, good point. Thank you for the call.
Good morning. I think the reason Howdy Doody put these fines on all of us yesterday is to make cotton picking sure that there are no Trump rallies in Connecticut. So there.
Well, that could be. On the other hand, Trump likes coming in and facing opposition in liberal states as a way to signal to base voters elsewhere just who he is and what he represents. He did that yesterday in California.
Todd, it's Juan. Have not heard from you about dinner.
Oh, dinner. Look, my wife is in this stage right now where, and she varies. Every week or two, she goes through a different cycle on how COVID cautious she is. And right now, she's in an extended COVID caution period, and that means no strangers. But as soon as things ease up, we'll do that, and I'll be in touch.
Todd, it's Juan. Have not heard from you about dinner. Surprise. Send me an email. We've got to get together and have some dinner together. Break some bread. I'll be happy to cook a nice Latin meal.
I love that. Looking forward to it.
But that's not what I call it today.
Okay.
I just brilliantly sitting here in my kitchen came up with a perfect solution for the voting issue this year.
Okay.
And that is we should not close school. We need to close all supermarkets and have people vote at the supermarket. Put the polling stations at the supermarket. It's already a proven safe spot.
Yes, it is.
Nobody died at supermarket. The entire 8-6 months ordeal we've gone through so far. So let's go to the supermarkets and vote.
No, that's a really good point. They are a safe zone. I mean, that seems well established.
It's racism.
What is?
I just don't believe that this country's racism because we have, you know, Academy Awards and all this stuff. But why is there a black entertainer of the year and black athlete and black this and black Miss America where white people are discriminating? That's it. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for the rant. 860-522-9842. Jill calling from Windsor. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Todd. I just wanted to say these two lawyers, Themis Claridis and Len Fasano, neglected to support and represent us. And they were paid by the taxpayers. So remember, do not support them in their business and firms.
Well, thank you for making that statement.
You're welcome.
Yes, go ahead. All righty. Talk to you soon. More rant line right now.
It's racism. I just don't believe
that one
this country's racism because we're not.
It's Juan.
No,
I have not
Juan
heard
already.
I'm here.
Trying to get resettled here because this is a really good rant. I think this one is where I'm supposed to
Moira
be.
Moira in Burlington.
Yes, this is
so
it.
So I'm having a meltdown here. Someone just told me that the governor of Massachusetts banned trick-or-treating at Halloween, and now there are people calling for Lamont to do the same thing in Connecticut. Please help me. Please help me. Hey, I'm not even sure who to be the most angry at. The governor for doing it or the people for asking them to do it, or the people who didn't ask them for doing it, who are going to stay home. It is our right. Who the heck are these people to ban Halloween? This is getting ridiculous. I can't take it anymore. And on another note, what's all this about them encouraging everyone to get the flu shot? Well, everyone is social distancing. We can't even go trick-or-treating anymore. Everybody wears masks on their bloody faces or gives you a dirty look if you don't wear one. So how the bloody heck are we going to get the flu, which is allegedly so much less contagious than COVID? Please explain this all to me, please, before I lose it.
Isn't that spectacular? That might get the rant of the year. Oh, my, is that beautiful. Yeah, and a really good question, too, about how exactly do we catch the flu when we have no contact with human beings?
Hey, Todd, Will Marotti here.
Oh, we heard Will already. That was a great rant. And this one.
Greetings, Todd. George from Kentham. Hey, Todd. All the listeners out there in your vast radio audience, go online if they're not familiar with the ventriloquist Jeff Dunham,
mm-hmm.
and check out Jeff Dunham's dummy, Walter, and ask themselves the question, have they ever seen Walter and Joe Biden in the same room at the same time?
Ooh, that's cold. Mikey, you have time
We're
to
doing
play?
This for one reason and one reason only, to keep you safe.
To keep you safe is all that motivates those wonderful angelic humans who occupy the state capital in Hartford.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.